I'm Spencer Graves, your host for this Thursday night special episode of Radioactive Magazine. The opinions you will hear are mine and those of my guests and are not an official position of the Midcoast Radio Project, nor 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. Last Friday, January 27, 2017, President Trump signed an executive order that barred citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. for at least the next 90 days, including people who are also U.S. citizens or with legal work permits and family in the U.S. A link to the full text of the executive order is provided with the episode description accompanying this broadcast. Sally Q. Yates, the acting U.S. Attorney General, told Justice Department lawyers, "I am not convinced that the executive order is lawful." She was immediately fired. Reporters for the New York Times compared her dismissal to the 1973 Saturday Night Massacre when President Nixon fired his Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General for refusing to dismiss the special prosecutor in the Watergate case. News of the executive order spread and protests sprang up all over the world. Two people in Kansas City announced an event on Facebook called Kansas City MCI Protest Muslim Ban, asking people to come to Terminal C at the Kansas City International Airport between 2 and 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, January 29. When I checked that Facebook page on Wednesday, February 1, it said that 893 people actually went and 2,600 were interested. Anti-Trump organizing began all over the world the day after the election. A group of people in the Kansas City area started to connect spontaneously with Pantsuit Nation, which had started as a private Facebook group after the last presidential debate, October 19. It had almost 3 million members by the time of the election. However, the National Pantsuit Group was considering applying for 501c3 nonprofit status, and the Kansas City organizers did not want to be constrained by 501c3 status. They split off as Progressive Social Network Kansas City, keeping the initials PSNKC. It is a private Facebook group with a public persona as IndivisibleKC.com. MoveOn has also been organizing here. These groups collaborated with others in organizing visits to the Kansas City offices of U.S. representatives and senators. Roughly 50 people went to Claire McCaskill's Kansas City office to ask her to oppose Trump's nominees. Indivisible KC reported having organized three different visits to Senator Roy Blunt's Kansas City office, involving roughly 30, 60, and 100 people, respectively. Staff at Blunt's office listened to constituent concerns, which focused on Betsy DeVos, Jeff Sessions, the Muslim ban, the Affordable Care Act, and more. The staff for Senator Roberts refused to talk with more than a dozen people and explicitly excluded journalists. Police were called, and the other 130 were told to leave the private property. Attendees asked why a public servant would have office space paid by tax money in a bank on private property where citizens were not allowed peaceably to assemble as guaranteed by the First Amendment. Senator Moran's staff was more welcoming. They listened to the roughly 125 people who came. A member of his staff said that Senator Moran would like to ask Ms. DeVos more questions. A person in that group noted, "There are few senators more conservative than Jerry Moran, and here is his staffer showing hints of hedging on DeVos. This is working." In addition to these recent protests, PSNKC also organized a resource fair at Kansas City, Kansas Community College last Sunday, January 29th, with tables where people could learn about groups working in this area. The rest of this episode consists of interviews recorded at this resource fair with representatives of 14 of the groups tabling there. Links to these 14 groups are provided with the description of this episode of Radioactive Magazine. We begin with background from Emily and Hillary, two of the founding members of PSNKC.
We are two of the founding members of PSNKC.
And what's PSNKC?
Progressive Social Network Kansas City.
Oh, yes. Okay. So that was also connected with Pantsuit Nation, and a couple of women in your group made presentations to the Johnson County Democratic women a couple
yes,
weeks ago.
Yes, that was Laura and I.
Oh, yep. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so... So yeah, we did start off as a part, as a kind of local chapter, so to speak, of Pantsuit Nation. But then when we wanted to be more active and do more political work and just do more active organizing work, we had to change our name and felt like we were going in a different direction than the National Pantsuit Group. And one of the things, I think that our idea for this and really inspiration for putting this together came within about 2.5 weeks after the election. We were putting together a meeting, and we thought there might be some interest in having people come and have tables there, but it was also pretty clear that there were going to be a lot of organizations that might want to table, and so we decided, well, let's just set a date in January and see if maybe 20 or 30 tables want to come, and if we can get 150 or 200 people out and learn about them, that will be great. And so I think in the last 6 weeks, as we've seen now, over 65 organizations that wanted to come have tables, and what seems to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming through here today. It's honestly, I mean, what we thought about 10 weeks ago putting together, we thought was going to be important and be successful. And I keep looking around the room in there, and I'm stunned in like the best way, but also in like the most disheartening way, of thinking like, what did it took such a disaster for this to happen and for people to feel this need, but at least now we're moving forward, hopefully with something positive.
Yes, and there's so many amazing organizations in that room, mm-hmm. and they're networking too, which has been really amazing to see.
Yeah.
But we wanted to, you know, bring as many progressive organizations mm-hmm. or charities, just people who need volunteers in Kansas City, into one room mm-hmm. and get our 16,000 plus members involved yeah. in Kansas City. Because how different would Kansas City look if all of them showed up and volunteered?
Just 16,000 is the membership, spontaneous membership of PSNKC.
Yep. Which has existed since the day after the election.
Yeah. which was born on November 9th.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2016.
Yep.
How can people find you?
So it's a little bit tricky to find PSNKC right now. It remains a secret Facebook group.
One of our organizations that we're very proud of that was born out of PSNKC is the Indivisible KC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is very findable.
And so to be able to find out what political actions or what kind of next step actions we're organizing following Indivisible KC on Facebook, and there is indivisiblekc.com with a website that is going to be in rapid development, especially here in the next several days or couple of weeks. And we have a basic website, but it's going to be blossoming. But it's a public Facebook page, so people just need to find it and follow it. And those are the places where we're posting our action calls for going and visit the offices of the members of Congress, for making our phone calls, and for encouraging people to say, you don't have to come, like for example, at noon on Tuesday and show up at Roy Blunt's office. Come at noon on Tuesday and join us, and if that works, fantastic. But we also hope that you feel then comfortable and motivated to put together your own group of friends and neighbors to go and speak to Roy Blunt's staff on Wednesday at 3 or Thursday
or
at 10
or
call them yourselves and really feel comfortable and empowered to do that.
Yep. So right. Finding Indivisible will find your way to PSNKC.
My name is Ahmed Shabir. I am 16 years old. I am the fourth son of Manaz Shabir, and I'm here representing the Crescent Peace Society organization. And so in general, the Crescent Peace Society organization was founded after the Oklahoma bombing, when some of our board directors, their children were at school, and they had instances where people would come up to them and bully them and tell them that the bombing, the terrorist attack, was by Muslims. And so my mother and some other of her friends, they started this group called the Crescent Peace Society, where they tried to diversify our community by showing the what actually happens in Islam, and not what the media portrays of what's going on in the Middle East and other stuff of the sort. And so it's been going on for the past 20 years and strong. We go around the community in the state and the region talking about Islam. We go to churches, synagogues, temples, community centers.
Like George Washington.
Yes. Well, yeah. And so we help just try to give the community a better understanding of what exactly the Muslim faith does, and what we and how we're not like the ISIS groups and terrorist groups. We're more just like everyone else here in our community in the state. We're just trying to live normal lives like everyone else. And but it's kind of nice having this opportunity to show and demonstrate the reality of what our religion is. And so the Christian Peace Society volunteers at different organizations, helps at the Women's March, helps us at other organizations in volunteer opportunities, just to show that we all are here together. We all are one group of people, and we should all encourage each other to grow and not to hate on each other.
Wonderful. How can people find you? Huh?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. A lot of people like to go on the Facebook page. My mother, Manaz Shabir, she is quite popular around the community, and she can get you a hold of anyone. So our Facebook page is Crescent Peace Society. We have our own website. Just go on Google and type in Crescent Peace Society, Kansas City, and it'll come up as the first search. And so there'll be a website. There'll be different tags in different areas and locations on the website where you can find more information, find upcoming events, find different types of more contacts if you want to have a one-on-one conversation. There's phone numbers, emails, and other stuff like that.
Great. Now, recent news reports indicated that Donald Trump, President Trump, has issued a ban on people traveling from selected Muslim countries, mm-hmm. which does not include any of the Muslim countries with which he's been doing business, according to the news sources I see. Mm-hmm. Your comment.
So with that, I think it's kind of ironic, being a country of where we are trying to say land of the free, home of the brave, and stuff like that. Home of the free, land of the brave. And so when it comes with that, we have saying that America is a place where we are trying to accept everyone, the immigration pool, and how Ellis Island, and it's a dream to come to America and live the American lifestyle. And we have a president who really doesn't care about the millions of people who are wanting to achieve the same goal and trying to diversify ourselves.
No more the land of the brave and the home of the free, but
exactly.
But per Trump, the land of the fearful and cowardly.
Exactly.
My name is Anna Jimenez. I am with the Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance. Our organization focuses on working with youth and immigrant students in our community. One of our main focuses is on having our local community students pursue higher education. Right now, one of our focuses is in providing as much information available to our community, as there is a lot of anxiety and uncertainty, especially around the DACA, which it's a deferred action of childhood arrivals. So there's a lot of uncertainty. Our students are scared. We don't know what's going to happen. Why it's important, it's because we are Latino community in Kansas and Missouri. It's a very important community. We provide and we bring a lot into our community here locally, and we want to make sure that we have our voices heard.
Wonderful. And so how can people find you?
Yes, we are on, we have our online. You can find us on Facebook as well, Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance. We are an affiliate of United We Dream, which is a national organization. We try to engage and involve as many students. We also try to engage with other local organizations to help each other out in the same efforts. Yes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website.
You are listening to recorded interviews with representatives of 14 of the over 65 organizations at a resource fair at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College on January 29, 2017, organized by the Progressive Social Network of Kansas City, or PSNKC, and Indivisible KC on 90.1 FM KKFI.
I'm Davis Hammond with Loud Light. We're focused on increasing youth civic participation. Kansas has one of the lowest youth civic involvements in the nation. And people should care because we have a very skewed electorate. The current government in Kansas doesn't represent all the people of Kansas because young people aren't participating.
So how can people find out about you?
Yeah, so to learn more, you can go to loudlight.org. There I have some information about the skewed electorate in Kansas. And I also do 3-minute weekly recaps of the Kansas legislature so that you can easily digest that, because I know this can be really complicated to keep up with state government. Some other things we do is we teach classes in college classrooms across the state about civic power, so young people can think about it differently instead of thinking about federal elections, which often make people feel powerless. We try to get young people to think about local elections, which sometimes city council races are won by 40 votes, and you can have a lot of impact, and that's where the real power is.
Or not even that, because you've only got one person who's running uncontested.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's another problem, is we have so many races that are uncontested, and it's a problem with the apathy, the lack of civic knowledge, the fact that we don't have civics courses anymore in the state.
People don't understand the primary difference between rich and poor countries is politics. The primary difference between rich and poor people within any country, including the United States, is politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there's increasing data that shows that when you get civically involved, it actually produces better health outcomes. That whenever you take that power, when you become civically empowered to demand change of your government, it actually ends up improving the quality of your life, because you end up you become empowered in other aspects of your life.
Hello, my name is Ayub Esen from Dialogue Institute of the Southwest Kansas City, which is a nonprofit organization that promotes peace, dialogue, mutual understanding. And we organize a variety of events that bring people from diverse backgrounds. And people can hear about the Institute by going to dialoguekc.org and also Facebook, Dialogue Institute of the Southwest Kansas City.
Okay.
So we organize a variety of events, including annual dialogue and friendship dinner that attracts almost 300 people, not only faith communities, but also sheriff's department, police officers, nonprofit organizations such as 10,000 Villages, Habitat for Humanity, universities, UMKC, Park KU, and also city administrators, county administrators.
Great.
So we try to create peace islands and get rid of fear islands.
I'm David Alonzo. I'm the chair of GLSEN, Greater Kansas City. GLSEN is a national organization. We're the Kansas City chapter of it. We are working for safe classrooms, safe climate in the schools, K-12, for specifically lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender students. But if the classrooms are safe for those people, they're going to be safe for all people. And we do that through research every other year. A publication called the National School Climate Survey is published that surveys students from across the country. This year, the exciting news is this is the first year that they've been able to pull out statistics from the state of Kansas to show how safe schools, or the opinion of students, how safe the schools are for LGBTQ students. We've had it for the last 3 surveys in Missouri, so we can kind of look at Kansas and Missouri side by side now. And we also do educator trainings and work with GSAs, Gay Straight Alliances, in the schools. And we work on public policy in the ways that we can. So that's what we do.
Wonderful. And how can people find you?
You can write. You can email Kansas City, that's one word, at chapters.glsen.org, you can call 816-217-3102.
And GLSEN is GLSEN.
Right. It used to stand for Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. However, since that doesn't include gender identity expression, we just use those initials, GLSEN, as our brand name.
My name is Val Ball, and I am with the Johnson County Democratic Women. I think people should join a party, because democracy should be fun, and it's also not a spectator sport. You have to participate. Democracy is kind of like KKFI, because KKFI is a volunteer organization, kind of in the sense of you want it, you do it. Democracy is the same. So you can come join us on the Kansas side if you'd like.
And so how do they find out about you?
We are at jcdwks.org, or they can come to our meetings.
Johnson County Democratic
Women of Kansas. So not to be confused with Johnson County, Missouri. So it's jcdwks.org. They can find out more about us there.
Or they can also find out about the Johnson County Democratic Party.
Yes,
generally by doing a web search for that.
Yes, it's
jocodems.org.
Right.
Okay.
My name is Mandy McKinney. I'm a board member of KC for Refugees. We're a local interfaith organization that acts as a liaison between the public who wants to help and be educated on refugees and the local UNHCR resettlement agencies so that we can help provide them with support and facilitate resources.
Mm-hmm. And so why should somebody, how does somebody find you?
You can find us on Facebook, KC for Refugees. We also have a kcforrefugees.weebly website, or you can email kc4refugees, that's the number 4, at gmail.com. Right now, our big push is for advocacy with the current administration's new orders. He's creating a lot of problems for not only refugees coming into the country, but also the refugees who are currently here. They're going to be losing funding, and we're encouraging our supporters to offer up donations to the 3 UNHCR agencies in Kansas City. It's Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas on the Kansas side, and it's Della Lamb and Jewish Vocational Services on the Missouri side.
Great.
Is that
now,
good?
Just one of the, in the past, just in the past 24 hours, I read that Trump's designation of countries that for which refugees would not be accepted excluded the countries within which he had his own personal business. Do you have a comment on that?
I think that it's pretty obvious looking at the countries he's excluded versus the countries that he is choosing to ban refugees and immigrants from. I mean, I think that's important to note that it's not just refugees that are affected. It's people who have dual citizenship, U.S. and one of those countries. I mean, they've been American citizens for who knows how long now. We've never had a problem with them before. It's not based in evidence. It's based in, for lack of a better word, fear-mongering. And I think that the American public is smarter than that, and the current outcry against it definitely speaks volumes.
You are listening to recorded interviews with representatives of 14 of the over 65 organizations at a resource fair at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College on January 29, 2017, organized by the Progressive Social Network of Kansas City, or PSNKC, and Indivisible KC on 90.1 FM KKFI.
I'm Carrie Herndon with the Kansas chapter of the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club is the largest national environmental advocacy organization. And
founded by John Muir.
Founded by John Muir way back in the late 1800s. But currently, we're involved in a broad range of issues. It started out being an organization primarily focused on conservation of land and water resources, but we're interested in all things environmental these days. The Kansas chapter is working on putting together the People's Climate March 2017 to coincide with the National March that's coming up that same date in Washington, D.C., and we're going to be organizing that effort here locally. We're also working on putting together a climate parents organization, so parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, family members who are interested in the effects of the environment on their children, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll help organize that. We also have established a lobby corps to work with our legislators on environmental issues.
Wonderful, Carrie. How can people find you?
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on the web.
I am Fred Jones. I'm president of the Johnson County NAACP. It's the oldest civil rights organization in the United States. This organization,
that's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Right.
The misconception is that this organization is for colored people only, but we are a civil rights group, and we help any and all persons, no matter nationality or religion, to help them alleviate racial profiling or any religious problems. We need to continue this work because now of all times that we have so many misfortunate people being discriminated against. We're here to support the community, and this is what we do.
And how can people find you?
They can find us by...
do a web search for Johnson County NAACP, or NAACP of Johnson County, Kansas, something like that. We'll get you, right?
Correct.
Okay. Any comments about the news of the last few days indicates that Trump issued an executive order that banned people from certain Muslim countries from entering the United States, apparently, possibly even if they're already citizens, but he carefully excluded the countries with which he has business relations. Your comment?
I think the country made a bad choice, and we have to live with it for now. But we have to fight it every step of the way to let them know that we're not going to stand for this.
Matt Conklin, I represent Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. And people should care because we're at a critical moment in our nation's history right now, especially in the state of Kansas, where there's a lot of need, a lot of resources needing to be protected and strengthened in the state of Kansas to provide for families and youth specifically that have been marginalized and on the fringes of society.
How can people find you?
People can find us on the web, on our website, kansasappleseed.org. And we're also on Facebook at Kansas Appleseed.
I'm John Fish Kerman with 350KC. We're part of the International Grassroots Climate Justice Movement. We're working on the climate change emergency, which is really the biggest, the most ultimate challenge that we face. Because if we don't deal with that and deal with it soon, it's going to devastate whatever progress we make on the other progressive issues that we care about. So we absolutely have to stop Trump from everything he and his administration are trying to do to undo the climate actions that President Obama has taken, and we need us to get us back on track to really big, rapid climate mobilization to deal with this challenge.
Okay, and how can people find you?
People can find us on Facebook, 350KC. Also, we have a website, 350kc.org, so you can reach out to us through that if you'd like to get involved with our local activities.
My name is Allison Court. I'm an attorney here in Kansas City, and I'm representing Lawyers for Good Government. Lawyers for Good Government was started as a response to the election on November 9th as attorneys who said, what can we do? What can we do to help help procure justice, to help fight against things that are happening right now with the refugee crisis, with who's going to need our help? So what we do is we provide essentially a repository of attorneys to be dispatched to various organizations around that are already in existence. So Lawyers for Good Government is not a separate legal entity. Well, it is a separate legal entity, but we're not fighting our own agenda. We're providing education and resources and litigation and research for organizations such as the ACLU, the NAACP, Planned Parenthood, other existing.
I was going to say, how do you differ from the ACLU?
We're there to provide whatever we can. So, for instance, I have 100 people in the Kansas group. I know that there are at least twice that many in the Missouri group. It got so big. It was Lawyers for Good Government was initially started as an organization called Lawyers of the Left, which we changed. And now it's so big. We have 140,000 attorneys all over the country that we've divided into provisional chapters by state. So I'm trying to reach out to people who are involved in Kansas, both in Kansas and Missouri, who might be interested in donating their own time and resources to existing legal aid organizations.
How can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook. Currently, we have a few closed Facebook groups. So it's L4, the number 4, GG-Kansas, or L4GG-Missouri. And if we do have a website,
Lawyers
it's
for Good Government.
Mm-hmm, we
Got
do.
It. .org.
I'm Rochelle Norman. I'm on the executive committee for Indivisible KC. And what we're doing is teaching people how to be politically active, how to reach out to their senators and representatives for political action.
Yes.
So we're organizing visits to our senators' offices to start to get people used to that kind of action. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be branching out so that we can have teams in each congressional district to get to really help us all have a more impactful voice in our community with our members of Congress who need to be listening to their constituents.
Yeah. Absolutely. So how can people find out about Indivisible KC?
You can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and there you can sign up to get on our email list so that you can find out about the actions that we're going to be having.
You have been listening to a summary of recent anti-Trump protests and recorded interviews with representatives of 14 of the over 65 organizations at a resource fair at Kansas City, Kansas Community College on January 29, 2017. Organized by the Progressive Social Network of Kansas City, or PSNKC, and Indivisible KC. I'm Spencer Graves, your host for this broadcast. A podcast and partial transcript are available with Radioactive Magazine on KKFI.org. The opinions you have heard are those of the host and interviewees and do not reflect the position of the Midcoast Radio Project or 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio, who thank you for listening.